Da Bears.
What is up?
Not much.
The boys are back.
Meow.
Episode 31 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Today, my friends, is Tuesday, April 19th.
Tuesday.
Joined with the bestest friends in the whole goddamn world. Sammy Stats is here.
What's going on, buddy?
Dollar Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Producer Jake is here.
Howdy, fellas.
Cameraman Sean, say what's up.
Yo.
Say what's up, but it's all good. Again, guys, this is Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Welcome to episode 31. Goddamn, did we miss you guys.
Aw.
How the hell are you guys doing?
I am singly focused on Friday night. So I am pretty hyped up. You want to tell them about it now or you want to save it for later?
You go ahead.
So this upcoming Friday, we, the Bearmen, and three out of the four ladies, unfortunately, one of them has to work because she's a working gal. We are heading to the UC and we will be watching Bulls Bucks this Friday night. So for some of us, it's our first playoff basketball game. For some of us, it's our first playoff game in professional sports. Myself, I've never been to a playoff game before. So pretty excited.
Hoping for a good one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If we're winning one game, this is it.
Yeah, I've never been to a Bulls playoff game.
I went to, and I know I texted you guys about it, but I went to Ben Gordon double OT winner against the Celtics 2009.
Nice.
Got tickets through like
it's a game you don't
my mom's
forget.
Job or something. I can't remember. I was like a junior in high school. Dude, school night. Like I went to school the next day and just mind numbed.
That's amazing.
I was at, for the Blackhawks, I was at 2013 game one against the Wild. They won 1-0 in overtime.
Oh, that's a long
it's
night.
A nail biter.
That's a nail biter. Butt clencher is what it is. And then obviously the blackout game last year.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
The infamous picture?
The picture.
The one.
Did you guys make it to any Cubs playoff games during the run?
Sam did.
I went to the one where we finished off the Cardinals in 2015.
Oh, okay.
Schwarber put that ball on top of the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Oh, you were at that game?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, we hit like 5 home runs. It was awesome.
Did you go with good friend of the podcast, Jack Rule?
I sure did.
Oh.
So that was the game. And take this as a PSA for any young professionals out there. I turned down that ticket because I worked at the plastics place I used to work at down the street from us. And like I was gung-ho. I can't do it. I've got to work. And now, if anyone's listening in that position, go to the game.
The Schwarber game might have been the game before, but I mean, either way, there were 5 home runs by the Cubs.
Where were you sitting when that home run?
Left baseline, like just into left field. As left field started, probably about 15 rows, 20 rows up. Kind of near Bartman's seats, honestly, but like a little bit further off the field.
Is that like the biggest home run you've ever seen? And not even in terms of like moment, but just
it was a moonshot.
It was towering. Like the launch angle when he teed off on that thing. First, it's a pull shot. And then you get a scoreboard in right field for reference that it lands on top of. That's how far over the stands it was. It was ungodly high in the air.
And the thing to remember about Cubs home runs for a long while, Chris Bryant was so into that launch angle that all of his looked like absolute dong shots. They might have got the basket.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they always like looked like up. They were going past.
But this one, mashed.
Well, so, do you guys remember any like bombs that you've witnessed?
What was the one last year from you?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
So this is going to sound crazy. One of the longest home runs I've ever seen, and just strictly from like a towering shot, was at the Kane County Cougars.
Whoa.
Dude, they had like it was like an in-between innings, like college kids came out. It was like
bats?
Yeah, and it was like college level.
Gotcha, yeah.
These
Get
kids
me
were hitting. It was like
big
a mini
barrel.
Home run derby in between innings.
It's like 480.
And you guys had all been there. Like, they were hitting these past the deck, past the little kitchen area,
I love it.
Out into like that forested area right off of Kirk Road, like
hitting trains
by the amphitheater.
And I'm just thinking to myself, like, that can't. And I'm a child at that point, you know. So, but I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's mesmerizing,
yeah, dude. Just ridiculous.
The ping of the metal bat.
Yeah, Jake, what's yours?
The one was last year, early in the baseball season. Your mean Mercedes hit one. I think it was like 480 or something like that. It was so it went right over Trev and I. It was on top of us. It was on top of us in a blink of an eye. I mean, that ball came off the bat
Roper.
So fast. I couldn't. I was like, oh, this is coming. I'm like, nope, never mind. There it goes. Like, and it just kept going all the way up to the Modelo deck. Like, just a nuke.
Was that similar? I mean, I bet that one was further than this one, but you texted us drunk from the bleachers last year and said, fuck is Patrick Wisdom?
Oh, yeah. 28-year-old rookie.
And we're like, yeah, he's like a 28-year-old quadruple A player. And you're like, he just hit the longest fucking home run ever seen.
Hits tanks.
The year mean one was the longest.
I bet.
And like in person,
it was drunk you just going, that was wild.
Like in person home runs are great to see, but it's also like if you're watching on TV, there's sometimes where it's really cool when the announcer says like, I've never seen a ball hit to that part of the stadium before. Those right. are always like, damn, like, you've been doing this forever. That's a fucking dong shot.
There was one like that. I think Javi swings out of his shoes. I think I saw Javi hit one that was a roper. And it was a go-ahead, something like that, later in the game. Went over the spot in between the batter's eye and the left field scoreboard, and it cleared the fence by a couple feet to go on to Waveland. Wait.
Sheffield.
No.
Anyways.
Fire Station. Okay. Like Fire Station ball, right? It was crazy because it wasn't super high in the air. And I was like, that smoked.
Yeah.
Very scared of that one.
It was 485 feet. That's
you found it.
Shot. Yeah. 485 damn. Feet. And again, it went right over us. I had no.
I love baseball.
I've never seen anything like
baseball's
it.
Baseball's
back. Baseball, Ray.
Boys, how was Easter?
Easter's was good.
Do you not know that I. No, do you not realize that I have had diarrhea since Easter's? How was Easter's with the fams?
I had the niece and nephew come in from Tennessee with my sister, so we got to do an Easter egg hunt at the farm. Great time. Always fun. And then actually with her family, we did an adult Easter egg hunt where I hid these bitches as hard as I humanly could. A couple did not get found, and in some of them there were numbers. Kate bought shooters, like 10, 15 shooters. So if you got a number one, exchange it in for a little shooter.
You took a little pride in hiding the ones that didn't get found, huh?
There was two of them that when I put them out there, I'm like, "Then no one's getting that." And the thing is, you can stand right there and you can see it plainly, but I knew where it was. Anyway, yeah, great time. Easter was great.
Started off breakfast at the ladies. Had ham for breakfast, and then had dinner a ham as well.
So which ham was better?
Double ham.
Put it on record.
I'm pretty sure they were the same exact ham.
Which ham was better?
But, like, I think it was the same ham.
What? It wasn't the same ham.
I think dinner ham's better than morning ham.
So, like, wait, are you saying they reheated the same ham? Like, you just had that ham later to that
no,
day?
Like, same brand and everything.
So, who cooked it better?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you fucking liar.
I don't remember.
Can I air a grievance about Easter?
Wait, hold on.
Festivus?
But dinner Easter.
You're already up shit creek.
Dinner Easter was followed by, not even followed. We ended up gambling for like 2 hours.
How so?
Dice.
Nice.
Just throwing dice.
What, taking family's
game?
Money.
Lesson or right?
Ship, cap, and crew.
I don't know that one.
You gotta get. You have three rolls.
Show me later.
6, 5, 4, and then your last two dice are
sounds
your
great
number, and everybody's gotta beat you.
Which one's the pirate?
Car.
Boo.
Captain.
Okay.
Marcos.
Can I air my grievance on Easter?
Sure. Please
when
do.
We were cheerins, Easter was a low-key thing, right? Now kids get gifts. They have multiple Easter egg hunts leading up to this. Like, Easter wasn't this big of a thing when we were kids. Now it's like, it's a whole ordeal. I have customers. I walk
what,
into their houses.
What do you mean by gifts?
Gifts, like things. Like grandparents buy their kids gifts. You know, they buy the grandkids gifts for Easter.
Mm.
It's not anybody's birthday, technically.
I got like, I would get like candy. That, like, I mean,
you
did
not touch that one.
You got it like an Easter basket.
I mean, I got an Easter basket, yeah.
Yeah.
Little one.
All right. That's,
well, that's cool.
Is that not a gift?
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I got like an Easter basket.
Think it
basket
better be because you got a fucking Easter basket?
chocolate eggs in it.
And then Easter was spoiled by a Bulls loss. So we'll get into
chocolate
that.
Chocolate eggs and new socks.
Oh.
Which today I would love. 8-year-old me was pissed, but you're not allowed to be pissed in front of Sandy. We know how that goes.
Well, it also doesn't help that like Easter sucks because the weather sucked. Like, I just wish it was nicer. Be outside grilling, play a round of golf on Easter. That'd be great. But no.
Easter egg hunt on the golf course.
I do that every time. It's called playing
golf.
Hot dog.
Hell yeah.
Guys, anything else you guys want to bring up right now? because we got some stuff to get into in these sports minutes.
Let's get into it.
So before we get into those sports minutes, a big, big shout out. We don't even know who we're shouting out. I believe the email address, Jake, is what?
Not that guy, not that guy.
At?
At. That it's guy. A com. Weird.
At email at, service provider.
Well, I don't really want to.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't want to announce don't the email that. Address. Yeah. Oh, completely.
Just it's let a, them figure it
the
out.
The handle was not that guy, not that guy. It was it was an audio file, and I thought it was going to be like someone bringing in like you a know just a voicemail maybe. Clip or a not that or a anonymous not that guy. It turned out to be a audio file of a music mix of just sound bites from our show. We don't really know how we're going to use it yet. It's either going to be pre-show or post-show, but we're definitely going to be throwing it in there. So listen to the end.
Big shout out!
Big shout out!
Mystery yeah. man yeah. or woman?
I love it. I love it already. Love you.
First guys, time we ever got something like this. It's awesome.
So getting into some of our favorite sports teams around the city of Chicago,
let's
guys.
Get into
we give it.
It
a call. We call it Sports Minutes. Producer Jake, get us into what's going on with the Chicago Blackhawks.
Well, guys, we are down to our last six games. And the over has been hot. Listen, if you're not listening, listen now. If it's 6.5, hammer it. If it's 7.5, hammer it don't. Slightly less. Either way, the last five games are 10 goals, 7 goals, 9 goals, 7 goals, and 7 goals. 6.5, hammer it. 7.5, pump the brakes just a little bit, but still go for it.
Okay. A little less gas.
That's it. You got 6 games left. Go gamble responsibly.
Do it.
And then, gambler. And then it's on to NHL playoffs. We won't be a part of that. And we look forward to signing Kane and Taves for the end of their career.
All right.
And that is the Blackhawks. Guys, getting into the beloved. Chicago Bears have a whole lot of nothing going on at the moment behind the scenes. Everybody's getting prepared. We got the draft next week. Again, looking ahead, we will have Jose, our draft expert and big time Green Bay Packers fan on. We'll talk the green and gold. We'll talk draft. We'll talk who he's looking at for his team, what he thinks the Bears could do. Get into all that good stuff next week. So definitely give a listen. But guys, a big thing that I saw with the Chicago Bears was there was an article. Somebody from, I believe Sam said it was Sports Illustrated, but I can't remember who it was now. But somebody basically insinuated that Justin Fields, because of how little activity Ryan Poles in the front office has had, that Justin Fields is in the right place to request a trade because they haven't built around him. Fucking asinine.
So stupid, dude.
I don't want to hear any of this stuff.
Fuck out of here.
It's just off-season talk to have off-season banter. It's dumb.
Banter?
Yeah. He's the title of the article, I believe, is Justin Fields is why the NFL needs a transfer portal. Get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck is that?
Marcos is exactly right. Like, it's this thing saying that he should, you know, he's doing himself a disservice and the Bears are doing him a bigger disservice, and that anyone coming out of the draft within a year or so should be able to go into a more favorable situation that suits them better if the team isn't quote unquote trying to put something better behind them.
That would just make the draft pointless.
Yeah. Well then,
exactly.
It'd be arbitrary.
Then the good teams stay good. And then the bad teams just continue to be bad.
Right. How do you get out of that hole?
Exactly.
Cause you got to build something. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah. God, we don't have any draft picks. Have you guys seen? Like,
what? Oh, yeah.
We have like 2 twos.
George Pickens is my guy.
2 twos, a 3, a 5, and a 6 or something like
George
that.
George Pickens in the second, baby. Come on.
What are your guys' thoughts? I'm excited to get into it with Jose, but I want to talk to you guys about it too. What are your thoughts on like draft strategy? Like, not so much who you're going to draft because that's like whatever. But like,
are you a best available guy?
We only have 5
you got
picks.
Holes.
Do you package those 2 seconds to maybe get 3/3 and a 1/4, you know? I don't really want to move.
You take the 2s and you take best available for the positions you need.
I agree with Jake.
I think you have so many holes that your first pick you definitely take best available, and this is just a Dale take.
It has to both of them have to be offense though.
It sure
everything needs to revolve around Justin.
So this is what
sure I can be sold on that. Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that now that you say that.
So this is what's
one of them has to be offensive line. We agree.
This is what's crazy about like this whole like everybody having these mock drafts and stuff is we say that and that's what we want. And you would think that's what they would want, too.
You're going to see edge rusher.
Dude, you've got edge rusher. You've got people saying safety. You got people saying cornerback. Don't get me wrong. Like I know that we have holes everywhere, but man. I'm going to be pretty disappointed if we come out of there with no wide receiver and with one of those two picks, with no offensive lineman with one of those two picks. Like, what are we doing then?
The reality of that situation is any mock draft is totally subject to the first 20 picks of the draft. Especially anything else is just conjecture.
First 10, first 5.
Agreed. Yeah.
It goes off the rails so fast.
What I mean by that is the first 20 guys, I'm not telling you an order. But I think I can tell you 15 of those 20 guys with almost 100% certainty. You know what I mean? These guys are going to get taken. Now, the second round, 33 to 62 or 4, whatever it is, 5, that gets a little foggier. That's when you've got a little bit of, they reached for the cornerback a little bit because they need a fucking cornerback, whoever that team is.
Yeah, and it's just a waterfall effect, too, when the chaos starts. And I know I said it like 2 minutes ago, but
say it again.
George Pickens, check the highlights because Olave's not going to be there. Sorry, Seth from Beecher Meat Factory. Olave's not going to be there.
It took me 30 episodes.
Moving on. So he's not going to be there, and I am wholeheartedly a believer in we need a wide receiver. I know we need an offensive lineman too.
So let's flip it then.
Then I think the O-lineman goes first, and then Pickens can go second in the second round, I mean.
So I'm saying let's flip it then. We're talking about using those two twos, and you're talking about how great some of these wide receivers are, especially Pickens.
I think Pickens will be there.
What if you have a better wide receiver that's available at the end of that first round? Now, are you looking to trade two twos? Or are you looking at one of these disgruntled wide receiver scenarios like in Tennessee, like in San Francisco, like in Washington, and are you giving a package to get somebody like A.J. Brown?
You're saying at pick 32, if somebody's there.
I mean, I'm just saying, are you packaging? Because we're saying we're not okay with packaging to go backwards because we need the talent for Justin.
So you'd move from 39 to...
You think we could get A.J. Brown for two twos?
I mean, I think you could get A.J. Brown for two twos and a combination of maybe a future pick or two.
It's a contract year for him, isn't it?
That'd be interesting.
Because, again, you'd have to sign him. Dale, what's up?
That's an interesting point. I was going to say you really don't have the assets because if you trade those two twos, Poles is saying like I don't want to draft this year.
I'm passing on it. So yeah, I won't agree with. I would be furious if we traded two twos for an earlier two.
No, but I think if you trade up to the first round though, and you can get that fifth year of eligibility, I think if you're drafting,
I don't think you should trade two twos for one draft pick, but if you're telling me to trade two twos for a proven player that we can then sign, I'm okay with that.
Well, so let's say that wide receiver from Alabama, like Williams, I forgot what his
name. Sure.
What is his name? Anyways, so that wide receiver who had the ACL tear from Alabama, you know, if he falls to like 16, 17, and you're sitting there with two twos and a full allotment of future picks.
Nope.
So wait, you want to replay the Eddie Jackson?
I don't want to. My theory has always
Stockholm
been
Stockholm syndrome.
Use the picks, throw as much shit at the wall as you can, and see what sticks because that's what an actual draft is. Have the picks to throw shit at the wall to see what sticks. But if that guy's there at 17, 16, are you getting a little good?
No shot.
Because I think that's Ryan Pace vibes.
Yeah, if Ryan Poles does that, then the next day the radio is just going to be talking about, like, this is exactly what Ryan Pace would do. Like, it's just the same thing over and over
again.
You
were talking Jameson.
It's Groundhog
Williams.
Day.
Yeah, Jameson
with a
Williams.
Jameson Williams. There's a couple wide receivers moving up the board, a couple moving down, but I think we need a big body receiver that can play the X.
Big body Beth?
You know, like Mooney's awesome, but he's little and he's fast and he is open. He can adjust on the ball. He can fly down the field. I love that. But we also need a big body. And when I look at this George Pickens guy, 6'3", 200 pounds, and he can get open. I know he's not Calvin Johnson big, but he's a dog. And he was just hurt all year recovering and made it back in at the end of the season and played.
I can't wait for someone to see what Sam sees and take him like late one.
Yeah, 6'3", 195 with 4.4 speed.
Yep.
Just a ridiculous.
Great athlete. Hands. Watch the if you watch 30 seconds of his YouTube highlights.
How are his knees?
Well, the ACL is recovering. How's your knee, Dale?
See, I didn't bring it up, so that doesn't count for me. I didn't bring it up. He brought it up, but since you asked, it's, you know, it's warming up. That's good for the old.
Are you running 4.4 40s?
At one point in time,
no,
maybe.
How close are you to 6'3", 200?
Check one of those boxes.
Okay.
Technically, check 200, but we'll go ahead and add a couple pounds.
A couple.
Guys, that's a wrap on the Bears.
Couple two tree.
I'm excited for this big draft episode next week. Yep. We'll talk to Jose. It's going to be good times. Remember, we cannot let him off the hook.
There's a good chance I fight him.
We must
to
be
determined.
We must be ruthless.
Tune in. Tune in to find out.
Strong shot.
Not in my house.
Guys, getting into the Chicago White Sox. White Sox. White Sox. Go.
White Sox.
Producer Jake.
Did you say Sox?
The boys are back.
No. The boys are already back.
We've been back.
You can't use that for you guys.
6-3 to start the season. 6-3 to start the season. Last two games, including tonight or yesterday, depending on how you're listening to this, time machine, have been postponed, which is killing me. Because when you see three straight weeks of baseball and then there's not, it's kind of painful. The weather in Cleveland just doesn't quit. But first place, two-game lead already. As perceived, AL Central sucks. White Sox are good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The pitching staff is carrying the load, which I didn't see coming, especially with all the injuries. But getting the job done. Abreu just hit his first home run. Andrew Vaughn looks great. Love that guy. Tim Anderson already smacking the shit out of the ball all over the place.
I love that guy.
Yeah, me too.
He's good for baseball.
We're expecting AJ Pollock back at the end of the week. And Lucas is in a sim game right now. So hopefully see both of those guys returning and getting this lineup back to full strength.
Who's your where do they send him to do the sim game? Oh, no. Sorry. I was thinking spot start in like lower A.
Birmingham.
I misinterpreted what you said. Sorry. Wire cross. Birmingham? But that is a good question. What is
Peaky
it?
Blinders
a sim game?
It. No. Where would they send your guys for like a rehab start?
Charlotte.
Okay. I should have known that. I was just.
Durham Bulls.
Oh, okay, nice.
So Bull Durham?
Bull Durham.
Gotcha. So I know that we've had a lot of rainouts. I don't want to associate, but we as like baseball fans.
That's the formal we, right?
Guys.
TJ, it's going to be all over me when I say we.
We totally could have just cut April out of the schedule. Dude. If the lockout would have gone a little further.
Just baseball shorten the baseball season.
Get rid of April.
And just get rid of April.
Dude, opening day should be Memorial Day
Cinco
weekend.
Cinco de Mayo opening
yes.
weekend.
Yes.
You know how lit that would be?
Opening day should be Friday yes. of Memorial Day weekend.
You know that's like May 28th.
Great.
Like
May 27th. No, see, yeah, that's too late. That's no, too I need late. It first week of May.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Cinco de Mayo, start the baseball season. We all die from tequila poisoning on the first game. I can't wait. Let's do it.
That'd be sweet.
But like, think about it. April sucked. I mean, start training camp in May. You know, you end of April training camp. You know, everybody reports early April. Then you're full speed by like middle of May. Fine. Maybe like no. Opening day should be Memorial Day. That
you're
would be great,
high, dude.
Or we just spend the first month of April on the road.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Keep it down like in the warm states.
Anyone who has a dome,
you don't play here in April.
I'm
here.
All for that. Unless, I want to finish the year
unless
at
it's
home
a dome
for a month.
We're not playing there.
Or play the first if the Cubs played all of their 17 games or how many you're supposed to play within your division. Just start all 17 games at the Brewers inside and just play them all in a row.
Yeah.
We start at the Brewers and they leave that shit open.
Sam noticed we've been watching some baseball. Sam noticed the amount of chains on the Chicago White Sox.
I did.
Enough gold around the necks to buy like a third world country at this point.
Dude, I swear their insurance went up. Like the White Sox like insurance went up because they're like, that is a lot of jewelry.
And that's
on the
missing
field.
That's missing Yoan Moncada, who wears like 8.
And they're not just little chains.
No.
They're like ropes.
Yaz's
Grandal's chain is massive.
Bro, he could hang from the top of the Willis Tower with that thing. One arm, doing one arm curls.
If it pops up, it's chipping a tooth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy for you guys. It sounds like a really fun club.
It's so swaggy. Awesome.
Speaking of fun club, let's talk about the most fun club in the whole city of Chicago. Let's talk about the Chicago Cubs.
Let's talk about
guys, it's been a great start. It's been a great start. And if you want to talk about some overbetting, guys, bet the Cubs overs.
Responsibly.
There's only been one game with three or less runs so far. And there's been multiple double-digit runs. There's been, like, I think, like, nine or somewhere
around. Don't
bet
the over tonight. It is
freezing. Nine of ten outside. Have been, like, six runs or more. So just bet the overs on the Cubs. The offense is hot. They are towards the top in most categories, second in average, around 10 in walks, around four in total bases. They're scoring runs. Now, continue to bet the over because the pitching staff is on the other side of that equation. And they are giving up a lot of runs. Mm-hmm. We got smoked 9-0. We're giving up 4 and 5 and 6 runs just about every night. So
it's going to happen, though.
Hammer the over. Watch it because it's fun baseball, because more runs is better for baseball at all times. And Seiya is the truth. Seiya is the absolute truth.
How great is it to see Cubs baseball right now? And it's not, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to sit here and besmirch the 2016 Cubs and how great of a run that was. But those guys were the traditional three-pitch outcome. You know, it was either, or what's that called? The three outcome, whatever it is. It's either home run, strikeout, or ground ball. But, I mean, it's like all we were seeing was home pop runs up, with those guys. Up, yeah. Not a lot of contact stuff. Yep. And now it's a lot of contact. Doubles, singles.
They're like bottom 10 in the league in strikeouts offensively. Like, they're being patient at the plate. They're drawing walks. I think Seiya has like 9 walks already. And even players like Happ and Contreras are drawing walks as well, which is fun to see.
And I believe, you know, it's happening on both sides of the city. I hate to give Jake props, but I think the White Sox have drawn the most walks, or they have the least strikeouts of any team so far, which is the opposite of where they were last year, I believe.
Most
at this
walks
time.
Last year.
Yeah. So both sides of the town are looking at pitches, yeah. And I'm all for that.
Chicago baseball is fun to watch right now. Now there's been a few other things happening around the league. Just to look around quickly. And, anything else to add about?
No, you're right.
For the White Sox also, you reminded me with your overs bet.
Sure.
2 for 2, Dylan Cease, strikeout overs.
Ah, yes. You have thrown that around the thread.
So you guys know that I'm a big meathead. And I'm dramatic. And I might be a little too hype about some stuff. But
okay.
Seiya, I know, like, foregone conclusion, Seiya rookie of the year.
Pretty
Seiya,
much.
Seiya.
Yes.
When do we start talking about Seiya MVP? This I'm just wondering
so
if we
I
ever
actually
get
thought
there.
About that earlier. All-star break. That is when you start that conversation. If he is still at this level at the all-star break, because, you know, I think number two right now is like Nolan Arenado, perennial all-star and MVP candidate. Those guys, you know, are going to get to that level eventually. Seiya, let me remind you that Brian LeHair was an all-star for the Cubs. The first half does not an MVP make. So at the all-star break is when you start that conversation.
I was about to ask which half the MVP maketh.
So you're saying multiple units. Got it. Check.
Okay. You okay. Got it.
All the units.
Oh, got rookie it. Of the year, though? Like, yeah. It's probably only like plus 180, plus 200
it's
right
now.
It's
not even that anymore.
Is it really?
We're basically almost like... You're like plus 125. You're almost even money at this.
So what you have to do is wait for him to slump. Hit his first slump, yep. And then hammer it.
What if he never slumps?
Then I hope you got it early.
Then MVP odds, baby.
Dale, take me around the league. What's going on with the rest of Major League Baseball?
All right. So anything that I say is completely useless because we're 12 games in the season, 10, 12 games into the season. But with that being said, the Cubs and Rockies are two of the better stories so far as hot starts. Those two are actually leading the league in, like, average, I think, or on base percentage, something like that. So both of them have been doing incredibly well. I find great joy in the fact that the Twins and the Rangers spent all that fucking money, and mm-hmm. they're just not playing well.
Oh, yeah.
The Rangers you kind of expected, but with the amount of money that they spent, it's just kind of funny to see.
Seager getting intentionally walked with the bases loaded.
Oh, yeah, and Trout trying to do the math in his head like,
what the fuck are we doing?
But those are some of the kind of funnier things to see at the moment. Otherwise, most of the divisions are pretty close. That happens this far in. The Mets have started off really hot, and the Dodgers, which I think everyone expected to be fair. Otherwise, you got a lot of teams at 6-3 to 4-6, somewhere in there.
We almost missed you. You almost forgot the Kershaw incident. Your thoughts?
Thank you. I was about to bring that up.
Yeah, that was super shitty of Dave Roberts. So for those of you that don't know, Kershaw is, I think, 7 innings in, has a perfect game bid.
Through seven.
Yep. 7 innings in. About so you're exactly. You are 6 outs away from a perfect
at
game.
83 pitches, I think.
Right.
Low pitches.
83. It's not low, but like.
For him it is. That dude, that's a fucking horse.
Okay,
now,
I'm just saying.
Absolutely awful on Dave's part, because I get that you're trying to rest an old guy and you need him for the whole season, but this is a perfect game we're talking about. How many perfect games have there been?
23.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, in the history of baseball. Like, you had an opportunity to make it 24, and it's not like Kershaw's a slouch. You felt pretty good about those 6 outs. He got eviscerated in the media, as was appropriate. I think Field Yates lit him
up. He could have had a sub-100 pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Game. Absolutely. And it's too bad.
You know, when he would have, I will say, it, just from the other perspective, he would have been lit up in the media even worse if Kershaw gets injured his next start, because he let him try to go for it.
Absolutely not.
Doesn't get
absolutely
it. Doesn't
not.
Get it.
No way.
Doesn't say, okay, so Kershaw, here, someone gets a hit.
This is
someone,
oh,
gets,
someone
a hit,
gets a hit, you pull him immediately. You pull him immediately.
And then he gets hurt the following week because you left him in after the decided pitch count that you have with Kershaw and the organization, because they had a short spring training. You got to think about the whole picture.
Absolutely not, because he's only at 81.
He would have
been
ripped up. He would have been ripped up. You don't know if he gets through it. You don't know if he finishes it.
That's
don't know what next week brings.
So what happens? What happens though? If so, this is all
conjecture.
Right. Yeah, what happens then next week? Well, next week, Kershaw gets
hurt anyways. Right. So exactly, we just don't know.
Well, and I think that's a scary line to walk between. Like, you know, you like players play.
Zach Levine, trying to protect him. That is a weird, like. I just wanted to throw the other side of it out. Doesn't mean
totally.
I agree one way
you're
or the
right.
other. Just let's look at both sides of it.
Yeah, I just think you got it. Like, you ride this guy every year. You've ridden this guy every year. He brought you to a
He's
championship.
Awesome.
He's incredible.
He's
awesome. You got to give him this opportunity. It's first week of the season. Just figure it out from there.
Yeah,
I agree.
Anything else around baseball?
I got one more thing. One more little gambling tip for the fellas here.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Ooh,
producer
share.
I was put onto this last year by my brother. It was a real hot one all year, and it's already started off hot.
Shout out to Trev.
Starting on the year, it's 7-3 to start. Okay. It's only missed 3 times. First, if your book has it, because not all books have this, but if your book has it, first inning over for any Pirates game. The line is always a half run, and that way you only have to watch 1 inning of bad baseball. And it's 7-3.
Sean liked that one.
Sean almost
so $100 a game. Light. We'll see how that takes us.
Sean, do you gamble on anything?
Occasionally.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
He gambles on some racing.
On like what? Like you bet the ponies?
We usually rope him into the Super Bowl. He'll throw like
football,
$20.
Once in a while, if I get a hot tip from the gang.
Which means a shitty tip.
Yeah. Or Formula One. I bet on a lot of Formula One.
Oh, that's true. There's opportunities.
If you'd like to see Formula One content, please reach out to the Bearman Podcast.
Low Viz Photography on Instagram.
Exactly.
Can't drive a car, but he loves watching them.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, Sean. I do love you. Okay, that's middle finger. All right, here we go.
All right, Sam. Get us into this week's Sammy Stats Question of the Week.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, play along. Really, really think these through. The last couple weeks have been like, I talked to a buddy of ours before you get into this. I'm sorry to interrupt
you. No, dude, you're fine. I'm
longtime listener of the podcast and friend of ours forever and ever. Shout out Fatim. Fatim sits down, he comes over and visits, and he kind of sits down and he goes, you know what I've been thinking about for like a whole day now? He's like, bro, how fucking far could I walk? And I'm just like, bro.
Oh, the team?
Yeah.
Oh, without stopping.
How much time do you got?
Like, without stopping.
24 hours straight. That man is one of the few that I think however, is physically
however
capable.
However far he can get in 24 hours.
Animals.
The team, if you're listening, the answer is Canada. You can get what to the other side of Canada.
Until somebody stops you, and then I'm not even sure if
Canadian I'm sure he has a passport.
That's true, too.
Full disclosure, I've also been thinking about that oddly.
Okay, for those not... that can't hear. Sean has been thinking about this as well. How far are you thinking it, Sean?
How far?
Come on over.
Probably about 12 miles.
Okay.
See you, Sean.
You want any, like, you want to elaborate on that? Like, kind of what your thoughts are on that?
Yeah,
like,
details. Why
you
get there?
At what mile do you start to chafe?
About two. Mile seven.
Two. It's a bad day.
I started chafing.
I woke up chafing.
So, Sammy Stats, get us into this week. Sammy Stats, question of the week.
What's up, everybody? Sammy Stats question of the week. If you were a professional wrestler, what would your name be?
Oh, no.
That's not bad.
And then your finishing move. So you got to do both of them. So, like, what is your move? Your brand. What's your brand, baby?
Man. I'd have to do some sort of play on, like, obviously, pigment Mexican, you know? So, like... El something. I'll let you know on what El is going to be. But
which is Spanish for the something.
The something.
Is it easier for you to come up with someone else's than your own?
No, I think it's... I mean, this is just... as most Sammy Stats questions of the week are, I've never thought of this before.
I have one for Jake that I feel...
I would... Please.
El flaco. El flaco. Like, for sure.
El esqueleto.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe we should come back next week after workshopping this a little bit, and you come up with one for the other three people.
That's pretty tough, but I'll commit to doing that.
I like this though.
Can we do that? You come up with a name for the other three. You don't have to come up with your own. You can if you want. Maybe we're a squad. We're the squad. You know, like the wolf pack.
We would be a fun tag team. Group.
We got it all.
Just Marcos's drama, and then he slams against the ropes and stands up, and the way he just like taps people in as he swan dives out of the ring.
Like, that's my thing. Is like, I can't help but think, like, if I was a professional wrestler, I'm literally just Nacho Libre. Like, it's literally.
You guys could,
and
like,
Jake is my esqueleto, and Jake's my esqueleto.
You guys could
chips.
Throw me.
Yeah,
get that cunt out of my face.
Use Jake like a spear. like we create some sort of.
I know
trebuchet.
A guy that hosts amateur wrestling events. We could get this going.
Oh, we
I know
do.
A guy that amateur wrestles. Let's fucking do it.
Oh, yes, you do.
We're kind of related.
All right. Really? All right. Well, of course, my finishing move.
Yeah, like, he does that.
My finishing move would be the ginger snap. I mean, that's just like.
What does that look like?
Oh. Did you do this whole thing to just say what you're finishing?
No. No. But it'd be some sort of acrobatic thing where. I'm probably bouncing from rope to rope, avoiding the large human in the ring. And then I'm going to probably wrap around the shoulders and break his elbow.
I would probably do something
like Ricky Bobby. Break it. Break it.
Just say I like really thin pancakes.
All right, French.
Break your arm, Ricky Booby.
All right, break it, Pepe Le, bitch.
That's a great line. I would for sure do something. It would be a play on probably Vikings. I would have to grow my hair out, but I would probably do something along the lines of Vikings and like
Norse.
The finisher would be something like the Swedish chef. Bork, bork, bitch. And like,
oh, bork, bork.
Pull an axe out of your ass.
Exactly.
Sorry, Sean. I couldn't hear you, buddy.
Your wrestling name is just The Irishman.
The Irishman. Irishman. Okay.
I thought the angry elf.
With the ginger snap. Yeah. All right.
I like the angry elf.
Anaconda squee.
Anaconda squee.
I'm just picturing Jake as a projectile across the ring.
Yeah,
right
Jake
now.
Goes back. Like, Jake, if he was my tag team partner, this would get really into, like, the kids. How many kids
I was
you
just
take?
Thinking of that. You just pick him up by the ankles and spin.
A harpoon.
Jake just nods. Like,
what
yeah.
was that move from
Javelin
Blades
Jake.
Of Glory?
I'll just open hand slap
Javelin.
Everyone as they swing.
The Flying Lotus. Smack, 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 smack. The Flying Lotus. Like we put ice skates on Jake because he's some sort of hockey player out there. And he does the Flying Lotus and just decapitates people, which that wouldn't last very long. All right. Moving on.
We'll workshop that.
Yeah, next week.
I could be El. I could be El Destello, the Flash. Yeah, it's funny.
Please tell me that like you do things where like it involves a bunch of speed and like I'm not saying you, but your wrestler's just like super slow.
It's got to be like
he's like sprinting around.
Okay, here it is.
Flash costume, right?
So it's one of those where like you hit them and they kind of like do the stumble out, and it's like the Mortal Kombat finish him where they're just kind of standing
there.
And I become El Destello and I run in circles around him, and he kind of gets dizzy, and then I just
one tap
him down.
One tap.
Just tap him down, and he's out. One,
grab
two,
the leg.
Three. We have a new world heavyweight champion of the world.
I love it. It's incredible.
El Destello.
Increíble.
El Flash.
In Spanish for the Flash.
Anything else on this one, guys? We're going to leave this one.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm good there.
Yeah.
Something like a water balloon slingshot.
Guys, we're going to get into the last one that we didn't talk about, the Chicago Bulls.
Let's do it.
The okay. Ruiners of Easter Sundays.
Okay.
They're on in an hour.
What?
They are on. Don't they play tonight?
They play tomorrow.
They play tomorrow.
Oh, wait. Well, oh, they do play tonight.
Oh. So if you're listening to this at 6:30,
that was a mistake. Don't act like I actually knew that.
PM on 4:20. Nice.
Guys, let's play the what if I told you game.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What if I told you that the Bucks scored less than 100 points and Giannis Antetokounmpo didn't score in the last 7 minutes of the fourth quarter?
I'd say we won.
Convincingly.
I would have
said
I'm rich off the money line.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
And unfortunately, that is not what we saw. We saw an 86-93 final. Bulls lose, covered the number though, 1-800-GAMBLER. I was stoked about
it
that.
It is not as close.
10.5 was just one of the most disrespectful lines I've ever seen. Followed by the 10-point line that is tomorrow.
We're just right back
to it. The second most disrespectful thing I've ever seen.
Guys, so this one, we'll just kind of broad blanket talk about this one because there's so many things to get into, so many things that I'm frustrated about that I want to see better, and then also like trying to tell yourself that like, hey, like it's okay. Like they showed fight and you haven't seen him show fight in the last month and a half or so. But it's the fucking playoffs. We haven't been here in years. Act like you've missed it. Act like you wanted to be here. Yeah. Somebody make a goddamn shot.
Oh God. The mid-range jumper.
Or give it to someone that else to take a shot. Looking at Patrick Williams sitting at 5 shot attempts.
Guys, he didn't have his first made bucket until like
the fourth quarter.
4 or 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
I understand that he's a rookie and he doesn't have much continuity with this team. But I don't care if you're on the floor, you should be a weapon.
Did DeMar
They had Pat
lose that
just
game.
Sitting in the corner so that they had someone to fall back after they did this. They just kept running to the same like play and a half where they'd bring it up and Caruso would run around from one side and either DeMar or Zach would heave up a shot. And the whole time, Pat Will's just sitting down there in the corner because they need someone to get back in transition. But still, like the man's open because no one's throwing it.
I tuned out for a while on Sunday, so you guys will have better opinions on this. But when I did tune in, I tuned in for the last 10 minutes of the fourth. And from what I was watching, it was so forced and so ugly, and it looked like DeMar lost the game. From that perspective, not seeing any of the rest of the game, I haven't seen the box score, haven't looked.
It's bad, Sam.
That's what it felt like in the last 10 minutes was it was this forced, everyone was trying to make a shot, or DeMar and Zach were trying to make shots, and they just didn't.
So I'll argue vehemently with like DeMar lost the game because I don't think one individual can lose the game just because there's so many instances that game where like other people could have stepped up and made some shots too. But guys, between your quote unquote big three, between Vooch, DeMar, and Zach LaVine, they were a collective 21 of 71.
Oh God. Really?
Yes.
Guys.
Dude, literally no one else got to shoot besides those two. So they had 21 made shots. It's almost a collective 21 attempts for everyone else. They just kept shooting. It's so bad.
When they were down in the fourth, DeMar just kept driving and then finding some mid-range spot and pulling up to do his shot, but it just was not falling.
So here's my thing with DeMar. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to slander DeMar because we rode his coattails all year and we're in this spot because of the MVP March and like early part of the year that he had. But what I really would like to see, and I think this is just now like hindsight, man, you need to have the ability to understand that, hey, if I'm not in it right now,
it ain't my night.
I need to get other people involved.
You know what it is? Lonzo.
Yeah.
If you had a facilitator, I would see him distributing the ball more efficiently to the shot makers.
And like DeMar had a decent night from a rest of the stat sheet. He had 8 rebounds. He had 6 assists. He had 3 steals. Like, he was productive. But I almost feel like there's times when some of these passing players in the league or some of these scorers also can get people involved. I'm not saying anybody's going to be like Nikola Jokic. I'm not going to say anybody's going to be like Trae Young. You know, those guys are unicorns. But those guys, when they're not shooting, when they're not able to make a bucket, they get the other people involved. Yeah. That's part of their game. I feel like if DeMar's hot, that means he's hot and other people are not.
Well, this is if someone else besides DeMar or Zach carried the load and they were not given the opportunity to do that.
I mean, that statement's just saying if Vooch carries the load, because you're not expecting Caruso to do it.
I'm not saying you're that's not what I'm saying. I'm not expecting anyone to. I'm saying someone else has to get the job done.
I used the wrong word there. You're right. You are hoping that it's Vooch because you're simply not expecting Caruso or Pat Will to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe White's not doing it in 23 minutes off the bench. He did fine. He made some shots, some good shots, some bigger shots. He had that big run when Vooch was hot, too. But then
I think he rattled off 7 in a row by himself.
Right.
Yeah.
But then towards the end, that mid-range shot was not falling. We got pretty close, and Zach LaVine heaved up that 3 with time left on the shot clock.
I do not understand what was happening
that
there.
He just chucked it.
He just threw it up.
He wanted to be Trey.
I don't mind the confidence, though. I want my shooters to be confident in knowing that they shoot, because we're having a different conversation if he makes that shot.
Sure.
Then we're saying stones on that guy, that's a guy that wants
cold-blooded.
I
don't know, but
you take that shot if you have to. He had time. I mean, 9-10 seconds on the shot clock still, and if he's doubled at that point on the floor, someone else on the team is open.
He had a pretty good look at it, and it was like 30-something seconds left, so you could still go 2-for-1. I'm not knocking him for the shot. It's just, why take the shot when, Dale, like you said, it might not be your night? These guys, it might not be your night.
Well, 2-for-10 from 3 is not your night.
Not your night. I mean, same thing with Vooch. Say, like, we ride the highs and we ride the lows. Vooch, statistically, had a great game. 24, 17, 3 assists, 2 steals. He was productive. But he still, guys, he was 2-for-10 from 3. Missed that bunny towards the end of the game. Like, square peg, round hole. We need Orlando Vooch. Like, he played a good game, and still, like, 9-for-27 is not it. Zach LaVine, 6-for-19 is not it. DeMar, 6-for-25 is not it.
Was Orlando Vooch just a product of there was literally no one else on that team, so someone had to score?
I mean, could have been.
Oh, but he was good in Orlando. And I mean,
he was shooting 3 out of 40%.
At a 40% clip, he's a career high 30, low 40 3-point shooter. And then he went and rattled off like a high 20, low 30 season this year. I mean, 2-for-10 isn't it? Especially when Milwaukee has decided to play them like they're going to follow that guy they're going to follow the pick and roll. Vooch is going to stay up top. You're expecting him to make those shots, and he's just not.
Yep.
So I don't know. I mean, I would have liked to see another like observation of mine is get out and run. You are not going to play. You are not going to play big boy ball with the Milwaukee Bucks, not with 7-foot Giannis and 7-foot Brooke Lopez down there. There is no point. Again, square peg, round hole, but nobody can shoot.
Well, the one thing I'll say to that is they got Giannis into foul trouble, but they stopped attacking the rim. Like, in the first half, they mounted the comeback in the second quarter because they were getting to the rim and at least drawing fouls. They were shooting a bunch of free throws. They shot maybe half as many in the second half, and they only lost by a handful of points.
That happened earlier this year, too. We played Milwaukee. They had them in foul trouble early, and then they just stopped driving. Like, they stopped trying to get the fouls.
Which reminds me.
Yep.
The egregious call.
Which one?
Oh, like, the multiple ones. The one over Pat Williams?
The Pat Williams one's what I'm talking about. Also, Vooch got called for moving pick twice, and I immediately was like, oh, so we call that now. Well, like, oh, that's a thing now? We're just going to start calling
Giannis
that.
Leaning over Pat Will.
Oh, dude, he was giving him a fucking piggyback ride.
Fucking over the back.
Oh, yeah.
And then didn't call it.
Oh, no, they called a foul on Pat Will.
Yeah.
On the
that would have been his sixth. Right.
Imagine getting fouled for boxing out.
And well, not reaching.
It's just a seven-foot man on top of you, and you're like, what the fuck was I supposed to do?
That was so stupid. It was a bad visual.
There's a noticeable difference in the officiating between regular season basketball and playoff basketball. Like, they are letting these guys play. Like, contact. And it's actually unfortunate for us as Bulls fans and DeMar DeRozan fans because that was a big part of DeMar's regular season.
Yeah.
Dribble, move, force contact.
And one.
Hey, put up a mid-range shot, draw the foul, get three.
There were multiple times where DeMar didn't get that call and looked, and he almost looked like, hey, I got that call a month ago. Right. Why am I not getting that call now? Man, it's the playoffs. You guys got another game tomorrow night, and you got to figure something out. If you have your big three shoot 21 of 71, it's going to be a quick four games and get ready for the offseason.
So if they have a worse percentage, we have to have Malone.
Well, what sucks is that's probably going to be Milwaukee's worst game.
Oh, yes, you're right.
You couldn't pull it out, and that has to be your worst game. Otherwise, you're fucked. There's just nothing ever going to be able to do.
One or the other.
So is that the vibe right now? That's the vibe. That's where we're at. Where are we sitting?
Tomorrow is going to be telling.
I think that the offense has a lot more to give you.
Yes.
But I think that's true of both teams.
Correct.
Yep.
I think it's going to be higher scoring.
I don't think your defense could do that.
Add 15 to both sides, and that'll be the next couple of games.
If you get Giannis into foul trouble early.
Well, that,
and then they let off the gas again in game two.
This is like it's going to be like classic Matt Nagy play call. We're just going to stop attacking the rim. Like we're just going to stop running the ball.
I mean, attack the rim. I mean, people need to hit shots. That's where we win if we start making some damn open shots. 3-pointers,
50% from the field.
Call it 45%, call it 50%. You get some 3-point scoring because that's what we need. The way that they're playing defense, they're telling you drive because I know you guys can't shoot. So yep. Vooch, Kobe, Patrick Williams.
Vooch needs a bully Brook.
Vooch
needs a bully Brook, and like that's assuming that your 3-point shooting is enough that Giannis has to respect Pat just enough to not be in that lane. Yeah, I don't know.
Watching Brook knock down threes is just frustrating.
That.
Every time I don't know why that gets to me.
Yeah, Giannis chucking up these 3-point shots like he's a fucking
the gall.
Perimeter shooter. Like, and that's like Jake said, we're not going to see that again.
No,
we're not going to see Justin Holiday and Chris Middleton have bad games like that. Like it's so you know that you're going to get more from them. You just hope and pray that we're going to get more from our big three. There is some good coming out of it. Like, I'm excited that I think we can compete in this series.
Oh, I think we can compete after seeing the last game. It's just you have to step up. Like, I mean, you look at Zach, you know, we're supposed to pay him max money next year. I don't have much confidence in that after what I just saw, you know, like. You have to like this your first playoff series, Zach. You want to be a superstar. This is how you become a superstar. You fucking show out in the playoffs. Make it happen.
We win if? Is that it?
Zach's a superstar.
I love it. We win if Billy Donovan greases the refs like five starters at Florida. You know, that is just like that is like he did in his days at the University of the Gators. Now it's if 50% from the field from those three guys versus 21 and for 72, and Giannis fouls out. Like that, That's what I'm seeing.
Get in transition. Fly. You guys have
track
speed.
They don't have any knees left.
Track me.
The team has no knees.
You got Brooke Lopez and Giannis's big ass running down the court. You guys have guards at almost every position right now. Fly. Dale, we win if.
We win if Giannis gets in foul trouble early. And, yeah, actually, Sam's right. I think that if you're shooting over 50%, you're going to stay in that game. And you need to get to Giannis specifically. Because without Giannis, that team is just different. Now, it's not to say that they are not better than the Bulls still, because Middleton and Holiday are fearsome, those two. But, yeah, I actually agree with Sam.
That's weird, and I'm uncomfortable by it.
What's the line for Wednesday's game?
10. Hammer the
second
ten
most
points.
Disrespectful thing you've ever seen.
By half a point.
By half a point.
It's true.
He's still minus 110, though, so we'll take it.
Have you guys been watching any other playoff games?
I caught a little bit of that Toronto and Sixers game.
They were bodying each other last night.
Yeah, that was a cage match.
It's the playoffs, baby.
Yeah, I love it.
Let them play.
I love it.
The Golden State Warriors showed up. Just said,
oh, that series is over.
Could they win it?
They said we can score 20 points.
Yeah. Oh, or
win it all.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
They score at will.
70 points, I think, in 20 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, Jesus. Steph had 34, quote unquote, off the bench. But, guys, that team is good. That team is great.
They can all shoot.
They can all shoot. And they've got young guys that are going to carry the load for them for the rest of
That's great.
When these guys go.
Must be nice.
The Nets-Celtics game was incredible.
Yeah.
The end of that one, the game winner, Jason Tatum's game winner, spin around. Let's get into it. What do you guys think about all the flack that Kyrie Irving's getting, flicking off
asshole.
The fans?
No, just I love asshole. It. I love it. I think this.
I love it
is,
for sports.
Yes, this is great. I'm involved. Anyone who's sitting out there saying that this is so disrespectful and this isn't what I want anyone watching and no one should watch this. It's fucking awesome. Like, I love having a heel. I love people having bad blood about something, but then just going out there,
dude,
and playing.
Especially because as a fan, it just gives you someone to, like, I'm so more involved if there's someone on the other team that I just fucking hate.
Or the opposite way, you're like, all right, Kyrie, I'm going to ride with you and just feed off this hatred. Like, either way you're going with it, it's fun.
Well, and like, at what point do you, I totally get Kyrie's stance on like, I'm going to give it to him back. Why wouldn't you? I think that's what makes sports fun. Don't get me wrong.
Don't be Ron Artest going into the stands and hitting someone.
There is a line. I think the line's a little further than most people would admit they're comfortable with the line being.
Yeah.
But I think that when Kyrie did the middle fingers behind the head.
Telling everyone to suck his dick.
There's white dude in the Eddie Bauer jacket sitting right there screaming fucking pussy.
Yeah.
And I'm just, wait a second. So he can say that. But then when you want to say, hey, same energy. Match the energy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this?
I'm fine with it.
I have no issue with
Me
it
neither.
At all.
My take is that he's an asshole. But I'm with you. Yeah.
Some of your sports greats, your heroes
absolutely.
Are probably assholes.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's the competitors in them. We all love Michael Jordan.
50K fine.
Asshole.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was an asshole.
What was the fine, Jake?
50K.
Pay it every time.
You think he cares?
Yeah. He's like, all right, I sold like 20 pairs of shoes. I'm good.
I just think back to we talk enemies. I think back to the Blackhawks and Anaheim Ducks player Ryan Kessler. Mm-hmm. Fucking hated that guy. There was a whole Twitter account dedicated to Ryan Kessler does, and it's just insert stupid thing. Ryan Kessler doesn't shower naked. Ryan Kessler.
Just hypothetical.
Wear
just
socks constant. With sandals.
I love it.
I think there's something to be said about how big gambling has gotten in relation to fans' interactions with players.
Sure.
Because now you've got $100 on Kyrie to hit the over. You've got first half under. You got whatever you've got. Now all of a sudden, hey, it's a little more than just watching this game for leisure.
I'm out here yelling brick.
I love it.
Now you're out here with a rooting interest, and you feel as a fan that you have some sort of entitlement into what's going on.
And we should. I like the idea of us having some skin in the game or having obscure things to root for or having an interest in a game where you are not connected to those teams in any other way. That's cool. It's just like, you're not entitled to shit. Like, stay out of it, like, in that regard. Like, don't act entitled to anything. You can heckle, you can boo, you can be involved that way, but, like, you're not holier than thou in any way.
I don't want to see you then, not you specifically, yeah. but I don't want to see said person then be on social media being like, oh my God, I can't believe that.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe I was spoken to like that at a game. Fuck you.
And
I
if we rolled the tape back, we saw Deborah say, fuck your family.
Yeah, I watched you. I watched you throw fucking yeah. trash at him as he's leaving.
Yeah, yeah exactly. He's not just like lashing out at you for no reason.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He's playing a sport at the highest level right now in a tournament. Like
playing it well, too.
You're the last thing he has to worry about, but when you start cussing him out and he swears back at you,
don't be surprised. Oh my gosh. Gasp. No, don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised.
You could afford to sit courtside. You could afford to put that money on that bet. You can afford to get this fucking lashing than like everybody else could.
What's the subreddit? Leopard ate my face.
I don't know that one.
So essentially, it's the story of the lady that jumped into the leopard pit and the leopard ate her face, and she goes, "This fucking leopard ate my face." He's like, yeah, you went to his fucking house.
You broke and entered.
Yeah. Did a B&E.
Yeah. If someone broke and entered, you know, their face is going to get fucked up.
That's fair. That's
well, not by fair. Me. I'm not a big guy, but it's fine. You know what I'm saying.
I'm so stoked for the rest of these playoff games, like just in general.
Yeah, you just have me thinking about like bad blood between teams and then people getting pissed off about it because like they did a 30 for 30 about the Pistons, the Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah.
You think they were just nice
beating
to
the shit
Bulls
out of
fans
people.
When they were at the Chicago Stadium
oh, no.
or the UC or whatever?
I dare Grayson Allen to say something on Friday. I'll say something back.
From the 200
Jake,
level,
Jake, we're not that close.
Yeah.
I'm bringing a megaphone.
We could bring signs.
I won't call him dad.
Grayson.
Not even if there's a fire.
You're a bitch.
At the Bearman Pod, we think you suck.
you suck.
Thumbs down.
Also, big shout out just to Jalen Brunson, local dude, Stevenson High School, dropped 40 points
last night
in the Mavericks.
School. I didn't know he was a local guy.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yep. Sick.
His dad was in the league.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he's he played at Nova. Yes.
Cool.
Guys, anything else on NBA playoffs? 1-800-GAMBLE.
1-800-GAMBLER. Seek help if you need it.
Then let's wrap this up, my friends. Get into some super duper segments.
Mainline that shit.
Producer Jake, who can or cannot watch Sasha Girl?
Coming out of nowhere this week.
Okay.
Former White Sox player, Jake Peavy.
AJ Pearson. Oh, wearing the gold glove?
You saw this.
Yeah, sure did.
Jake Peavy participated in a Savannah Bananas game. Which, if you don't know, is a third-party baseball team that plays – it's like Globetrotters for baseball. They play an arbitrary team named the Party Animals.
Exhibition.
And they just do weird shit the whole game. Jake Peavy subbed in for the Savannah Bananas using his gold glove that he won as his glove and pitched in the game.
Incredible.
I love that guy.
It was awesome.
I think he only played like – 10 games maybe with the White Sox, but I was a big fan.
Whoever the pitcher is on the Bananas that does the Celine Dion, the baby,
the
baby, baby, just like throughout, like his
ripping his shirt off.
His wind up is him ripping off his shirt to baby, baby, who's and then lets it fly.
Who's the old Red Sox pitcher that just went out there? He's like 80 years old. It was like 70 years old. And
oh,
he went out there.
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Dude,
I
haven't
seen
like that one. 60 mile an hour curveball.
Awesome.
Struck him out.
Awesome.
Jake Peavy, fun fact.
Amazing.
So won two World Series with the Giants and the Red Sox. He bought the duck boat that he rode on in the Red Sox parade and then bought the trolley he rode on from the Giants World Series parade.
Where is he keeping these?
At his ranch, and he turned them both into bars.
Awesome.
Question answered.
I got money.
Awesome.
Incredible.
Money.
If you win two
it's
World
crazy
Series
how
as a
that
pitcher,
works.
You got some
sponsor
money.
Sponsor us.
Daladel, who's watching Billion?
Whoever made that little intro, outro, little track for us, you That's obviously sick. Have some time, which we appreciate. Willie loves a good someone with time so that he can lay next to you as you work on those types of things at Cuddle. So,
that's fair.
Shout out again to whomever that person may be. We have like a suspect number one for sure, but we'll get to that when we know.
We're on the case.
Yeah, dog sitting.
We know it was you.
Savvy Stats.
Dog sitting for the beautiful Peyton Princess Pooper.
Pooper?
Will be Seiya Suzuki this week.
Seiya.
Just because he deserves it. He deserves to spend time with Princess Pooper, and Princess Pooper deserves some time with Seiya because is just doing the Lord's work.
MVP. Is his translator coming to give Peyton commands?
No, because I actually want her to work on being bilingual. That's something I didn't work hard enough on when I was younger.
There's money in that.
Yes. Oh. So I'm gonna let this one go. They'll figure it out.
I do love the celebration with the third base coach as he's rounding. Just a little bow. Hey, Thank you for your time.
For honor.
Well done.
Guys, watching my dog. I know I'm late to this show. Guys, watching my boys, Tony Soprano.
Never watched it.
You're watching The Sopranos.
Holy shit.
Where are you at?
I'm one season in. Like, I just
did. That's perfect.
I just did first season finale last night. I'm just starting episode 2 tonight. Guys, I don't have much time because of how busy I get at work. Between, like, work, eating food, and sleeping, whatever other time I have. And the podcast. The Sopranos.
And golf.
And golf.
Fuck.
And softball.
So you're out of time.
Guys.
We're on bot time right now.
Tony Soprano's crazy.
James Gandolfini. Totally watch my dog. R.I.P.
There's something eerie about watching this show and knowing that he's dead.
In real life.
In real life, yeah. like there will never be more of this. Like, there will be more of this, but I know that there's an end to this, and I won't get to watch anymore.
There's a finite end. Like, exactly. I don't got to wonder this story closes.
This past year, they did the Many Saints in Newark movie. I watched it on the airplane on the way back from my Orlando work excursion, and didn't disappoint. It, like, wasn't what I expected, but it was still enjoyable having watched The Sopranos.
Yeah. Tony's fucking crazy.
Oh, dude.
It's a great show. I'm one season in. This could be, like, it's got the makings of being, like, the greatest, if not one of the greatest shows I've ever
seen. How
about
the Ducks in the pond?
The fucking ducks, dude. The fucking Ducks.
Real quick on a very quick question you're watching since you brought this up.
Yes.
I started Raised by Wolves, a recommendation from a longtime listener, Grady.
Jardy!
Jardy!
For those sci-fi people out there, it's on HBO Max.
Sick.
So far, so good. Like, it's definitely very interesting. It's got a really unique kind of storyline. So if you're into sci-fi stuff, Raised by Wolves.
All right.
Wonderful.
What are you watching, Producer Jay?
I already said.
What, I missed it.
Oh, what am I watching?
Yeah.
Well,
dude.
We don't even have to do what you're watching. We could do just kind of media in general because I know Producer Jake saw it. New Kendrick album coming out.
New Kendrick.
Yes. Is that next week?
New Pusha T album coming out.
Oh,
look at us doing pop culture.
It's Pusha T, it's Kendrick, and then I believe is it Future has an album coming out all within a couple weeks of each other.
Did he record it at Russell Wilson's new house?
Denver Donkeys. Guys, great music coming up too.
I love it.
Let's get into who's this week's Not That Guy.
Not That Guy.
Sammy Stats. Who's Not That Guy?
So, my Not That Guy of the Week, we're going to flip the coin really quick because we love Seiya, but fuck the Marquee Sports Network.
For sure. It's awful.
They only have a deal with Fubo or Fubo. And
Fubo.
Fubo TV.
You just brought me back to sixth grade.
For you, by you,
rocking
baby.
Fubo, baby.
Damon John, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
That's right.
Please invest in the bare minimum.
Fubo.
But no.
I had the
DirecTV and Fubo are the only two amazing, incredible.
I'm so surprised.
Are the only two streaming services with Marquee Sports Network. So YouTube TV, which is incredible, by the way.
I love YouTube TV.
Can't get a deal with the Marquee Sports Network. So all I want to do is watch my shitty baseball team be shitty all summer and not have a shitty summer.
Well, you couldn't have watched that for the last week and a half anyways because they weren't shitty.
Boom. Even if YouTube TV carried Marquee Sports Network, I'm not giving that cocksucker Tom Ricketts any fucking money.
Oh yeah, if it's like an ad,
they
if
pulled
it's an
out
add-on.
Of the Chelsea bid.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
It's like
So then they're gonna go buy fucking another
some other franchise,
some other
something club. Relegated. Hopefully,
I just fuck them. I'm not giving them any money to watch it. I'm gonna keep watching it on my Reddit fucking links. And if my $60 a year doesn't go to Tom Ricketts, I'm happy.
Yeah,
so I'm just annoyed.
With that being said, is Tom Ricketts your Not That Guy?
No, actually, my Not That Guy this week.
Just a quick fuck you, Tom Ricketts.
Fuck you, Tom Ricketts. My Not That Guy is Joe Maddon.
Ooh.
Whoa. Dearly departed.
I know they won the game.
Oh.
Right? You can't walk anybody with the bases loaded.
Not in April.
Oh.
Not in April.
Not in April.
You said Joe Madden. I registered John Madden.
He
I'm
did.
Like, oh. What? That's why I said, like, what? Why? What did John Madden
boom.
Do?
Boom. Now, if you look right here, here's a hot dog.
Like Brett Favre. Back.
My beef with John Madden, Joe Madden. God
damn it.
That's my fault.
My beef with Joe Madden is that it's not so much that he walked him. Like, obviously, you can't do that anyways. But then it's the bullshit afterwards, the press conference after. He's like, yeah. Yeah, I talked to the infield. I talked to the pitcher. Everybody thought it was a great idea. Everybody loved it. Like, yeah, Joe. Just like that.
Joe's goofy, and he's always been goofy. He is goofy. And we just let him be goofy. Let him be goofy, Joe. It's fine.
Let Joe be Joe.
He's silly, dude. He's silly.
Joe's goose. Not that guy. That silly guy.
He got you worse.
That's silly man.
He did. Producer Jake.
Not that guy. Recurring guest. Mother Nature. Ooh. Get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck? April it knows, 18. Dude.
I did she knows. Not wake up to snow in April. What the hell was that?
Twice.
A third winter appears.
The old Midwestern third winter.
This is different than we were kids, right?
I think. Yeah. Or maybe we just care more.
Season's shifting a little
recency
bit.
Recency bias.
Yeah, maybe we just care a little bit more. Because we'd be inside at school all day. So
true.
Yeah,
fuck that.
I put the little, what are those? The snow brushes? I don't know.
Yeah, mine wasn't in the car anymore.
Put them away. I got shovels. I don't got saw. I know it wasn't enough to shovel or anything like that. But
it was all over my car. Yeah. I was like, this is stupid.
I said, hey, I'm driving with snow luggage. That is what it is.
I was that guy too. I was that guy that just like pulls onto the interstate in front of three people, just dusting them with snow flying off the back of the car.
Not a deal. Who's not that guy?
Reoccurring not that guy just because we're playing him right now. Just fuck Grayson Allen.
Oh,
fuck him.
Fuck that
Every
guy.
Time he misses a three, it just makes me smile. Because fuck that guy.
What would you say to him, like, if face-to-face you get one thing to say?
Like, I want him to understand this, like...
No, talk to him directly.
Talk to
That's
him.
What I'm saying.
Say,
like,
talk to him.
Grayson, like, you are what I think the epitome of the definition of. You are a bitch.
You're
like, you are a bitch.
Wow, and I can't believe you said that to him.
You know what I mean? I mean, fucking... You, four fingers, too. You... I want him to know it.
New segment. Talk to Grayson.
Oh, we could do like we're brainstorming on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Talk to Grayson.
We could do like a...
what would you say?
Letters to Grayson?
Like an address your athlete.
Yeah.
And you want to address any athlete? Here's your stage.
Zach Wheeler. Figure your shit out. Love, Dale.
Jordan Spieth. Way to not suck anymore.
Keep winning on Easter.
Still sucks with a putter.
Still suck. You still suck with the putter, Jordan.
Sam, you went, right?
We all went.
We all went?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Marquee Network's a bitch.
You know what that means, guys?
Marquee Sports Network.
That means that's going to be a wrap on episode 31, right?
It
was fun while it lasted.
On Facebook, at the bare minimum. At the bare minimum podcast. On Twitter, at the bare min pod. Just like our loyal listener, not that guy, sent us an audio file. You could send us an audio file as well. You could send the boys a file. It is thebearminpod@gmail.com. Again, next week, we are going to have our big draft preview. We'll talk NFL draft. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs, hopefully. Our
hopefully.
Beloved Bulls are still playing games, and we'll talk a little Bulls with Jose, too. Anything else you guys want to let the lovely listeners know?
Keep an eye out for us on Friday.
If you're at the game, let us know. We'd love to hang out with you guys. We'll buy you a beer. Dale will buy you a beer.
I'll get behind
Good
that.
Good guy, Dale.
I'll get behind that.
And we are going to leave you with the full 3 minutes of what our lovely listener, not that guy, sent us. Give a listen. Enjoy it. Bear down, my friend. See red. And fuck you, Grayson Allen. Bears.
Bears.
Jake Bears. Uses KY extender.
Cue the outro.
Bears.
It's all for naught.
I hate roulette.
Oh, yeah.
And Jiggly. I'm basically 6'8", dude.
Bears.
Great.
And you were getting mollywop. It's the same story. You're hurt all year.
Is there a time frame for that?
Okay, I don't care if it's smart.
Bam! Bottle of Malort.
Just like took a lanyard off of Andy's desk.
Guys, so
I love it.
Yeah, I would like to watch baseball.
Whose dog's sitting for you?
Nope.
Cooper Cup.
What
were you looking for?
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Richard Seymour. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down. The boys are back. Not that guy. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk, drunk.
Bears.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Cats. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up. You dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah.
I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Well. Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, never, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.